Welcome to the Word of the Week for Monday, January 16th. My name is Jenny Arneson, and I serve as lead pastor at the Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. This week's Word of the Week is entitled Embrace, and our scripture reading is from Micah chapter 6, verse 8, which says, "And what does the Lord require of you but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God?" Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It is intended to be a day to remember the value Martin Luther King Jr. held for beloved community becoming a reality by being a day of prayer and service. Both prayer and service are ways of doing justice, loving kindness, and walking humbly with God that the prophet Micah proclaimed in his day. Martin Luther King Jr. would have been 94 years old this year, and this marks the 55th year after his assassination on April 4, 1968. We are still challenged in our country and our world with some of the same racial, social, and political unrest that Reverend King committed his life and ministry to addressing in the spirit of beloved community for all people. In memory of Reverend King and his wife, Coretta, this past Friday, a 20-foot-high bronze sculpture called The Embrace was dedicated in a park in Boston, Massachusetts, where Martin and Coretta first met in the early 1950s, when he was a doctoral student in theology at Boston University, and she was studying music. The memorial is a depiction of four intertwined arms that was inspired by a photo of the Kings embracing after Martin learned he had won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. There are many letters and messages from the work of Martin Luther King Jr. that still influence and guide the urgency to embrace community, love, and justice today. In one of his letters, King once wrote that, "We now are faced with the fact that tomorrow is today. We are confronted with the fierce urgency of now. May the fierce urgency of now call us to embrace God's call and requirement to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with God. May it be so for each of us. Amen."